Leading coral experts say it's a critical time for our reefs. Warming sea temperatures and increased acidification are continuing to stress these ecosystems. Human activity has also taken a toll: overfishing, runoff of sewage, and sediments from the shore.
We can't keep doing things the way we're doing them now and expect there to be anything left.
Robert Richmond is the director of Kewalo Marine Laboratory in Honolulu. He's also organizing this year's International Coral Reef Symposium. He says the dire outlook for coral reefs is not for lack of scientific research. Richmond says a recent article search brought up 15,000 papers and publications about coral reefs. With all that knowledge, it begs the question:
how come we know so much more and the reefs are doing worse than ever? We really need to have a wake-up call here.
Richmond says the answer may lie in bridging science and application in the real world, also the theme for the symposium. It's not just scientists that are invited. Policymakers and political leaders from the Pacific Islands will also be attending. Ruth Gates says that's an important step. She's the director of the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology at the University of Hawaii. She says normally what happens at this type of conference is scientists just end up talking to other scientists.
In order for our science to have impact, we have to stop assuming that it does, and we have to actually talk about why it does and what we can use our science to facilitate in terms of action.
Gates says change driven by a community is not an idealistic goal. She points to the example of Kaneohe Bay. For decades, it had been used as a dumping ground for raw sewage until 1978. By then, the bay had turned into a mucky soup of overgrown algae, and little coral remained. But a series of actions driven by people to remove that algae resulted in a gradual return to healthy reefs. Now, many of those same corals are faced with yet another threat: bleaching. But Robert Richmond says it isn't all doom and gloom.
I don't want people to come away to say, you know, game's over, turn off the lights and close the doors. Quite the opposite. We wouldn't have taken on the Coral Reef Symposium if we didn't have an overwhelming faith that we can turn things around, A, by controlling local stressors today, and B, providing good, solid information on what we can do to rein in climate change so that there is something left for the future.
The state will welcome more than 2,500 coral reef experts from 70 different nations at this year's symposium. It's expected to generate nearly $9.5 million to the local economy. Molly Solomon for HPR News.